orang yang merama kerbau nama nelewa yang bunuh lebih bungo New Zealand di bungo Sibi yang apa City lebih bungo Wellington dan Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM apa yang boleh tu bikin dalam orang yang merama kerbau nama nelewa yang asal nanti ni kembali nonton bantuan kena sampai bukit tugu-tugu yang bunuh lebih bungo Wellington yang boleh minakan so apa yang boleh tu gaya ni yang ada tali yang ada nimbula yang ada ningganga ni wani turang out Jesus Christo kau ni takkan apa seni kelau yang ada rumah ni kuat yang ada bawang geti yang ada tumberi kibikenda yang ada singa nindai ndaki nimbula ni tabu tu ndaki nimbula ni tau ndaki kumule vale senda baru tu mwenu ni takalaka senda baru tu mwenu ni motoka mwenu ni mga baru mwkina mataka ni singa nindai sana mwitabi mwikinda mwikitu kibikenda yang ada mataka ni singa nikuwa yang ada Wellington Access Radio yang Dua semono poinin dua FM yang disinggung ini kuah awunitaka nina kau tiken daru nak kalau kini dua tangan lebolo di bingkrami yang disinggung ini lagu tu bagaimana ini selan diwangito semangande semaizakzaka semaibuli sesama ilion bulu tunde itu yang bulu anggo ini selan di kau kau tiba tiba bulu anggo Wellington aku sama bulu tu ini weekend yang disinggung ini kuah sana raba raba kalau mai kini yang disinggung ini kuah raba mai la umbeka saka unrobe mbua suma zwata mai mba matikira o kandabu na maibiti tailevu rewa serwa unamosi sende mula dhabi unanroga matikira musa sana la mbula umbekila au sama mbule tugani ena sigmina nikuwa na yaza tali ni wanitura kutisi ukaristo
amen ni vasosa wanitura sigmina kanikuwa praise the Lord check the mana maitinanga salivu amen ni greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Leonis of Sugaloto, Kemani Vakarov, to make many worship centers, so we can look to Matabo Valley, Western Vatican, and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We not want to Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in the for sure, but let it be so we can go get us and vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the melodic in the catechin and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa biyabakambula weekend. So we can say leoniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand leoniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end.
akeron during ni call to save you nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us, and not only that, for the hearts that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to the Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in but you do not attend new Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us, and thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum it's maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. You're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then, and then I catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damit gonna be one in bullet to be mate, sakame rawa. So we can just look bullet, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. And the television may kandavu atul may viti atulau bigumdo may lawida kendo malombula bigabo lebu na sema tumai kendo may namuke lau may kambara may mode may koma may batoniata may bato may ono ilau fulanga bato kiyonge nimbula binaka may lakemba may didia bono mbula mango katfanga tuvda nimbula binaka ena sema takani sika ninai may na asa samwala may tutoya watalaki na may nungu ena nivasu namuke may matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na may mwala nimbula binaka Seni wale dapat may bunobatu, katalaki na may kandabu, may zake ono, kung sumusar gira, nimbula binaka. Ito yung sombra malabu, nimbula binaka. Kung doon may nasoso, may nabiti, kung matalaki na kung doon may alombi, may waya. Darong ang natukunan tukun niya lo ni kuwa, dapang ang binaka tukuwa na turanga, hena singa binaka ni kuwa. We were just claiming that the asawa will become a region. Darong ang natukunan tukun niya lo, may ingaswe, na nakaya tusa na katiko. Hemeni, nakako tusa na ka. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Emeni, na kau kapag tusay na dun na siya na tungkol yung may weko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wag mula talo sa weekend na turangan na maramdam sa buong nila wala talo ba obisa? We stay sa ni todo kanyo obisa, we lord ito todo kanyo obisa. Nimbula mina kanyo ng siya matigmay. Sa kanyo nila labi weekend ni na talo ba matay valo? Dalay na buo, may dalay na maka, may wayabi, may lotoka, kapatule kuko may lambasa. Nimbula mina ka. We kamba kaya ni matay valo. Nimbula mina ka. Kung doon na vendel ni nuko may senay, nimbula binaka, may Syria, na vendela na nimbula binaka, na singa binaka ni kuwa. Nero itabi may karobo, mula tiko bikenda, na singa binaka ni kuwa. Sa talang mula labi, bikenda na leo ibiti ni lakabangi to bala laka, wangande magabuli. Sa kemo ni sa leo ni tunde, leo ni bulo tunde, bulo ni tiko kina, kung misa baka mula tiko ay na foswa. Toto ka tunan raki, tobo suwa, baka lindi marabu. Lalo rin tunay sa sakulami, wain gana kitalang ayam basi kalibumay. Ombega ibiriawa, lagi henu de tambongo henu mayas matagani sini na inda mga bili bina kapag alibu wana kalu buka suso manda buwala turanga kabi kwa ya toga esamu kwa zingu kwa tukuna lange free kwa kereza tukuna matani singa isa kani saumi emeni yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yu na kalu somo raka tumai uza mailo malangi kina matani singa meri liwi saumi na ngawla ni yata baba takinoa kina zange rao zingu wa usama lima zingu wa talingua senga bagandua ni baus tail na zange sulia na kalu nisi wina kani kwa kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso mulu kawalu ruso mulu kadiwa kena tolu sewa bulu dula kumai vya kuike mundu bando sa oda ni zolata oda ni zolata oda ni zolata eso sa oda ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa hera so sa hera hera sa abiu kei katu kutisu dula kumai vya come unto me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kawa dula kumai vya kuike mundu bando sa oda ni zolata ni zolata bibi hau nafaka zi kuike mundu Hallelujah. Doctor Weekend, Doctor Weekend, Dona Nuguibua. Emeni. Ni sarau rau na nungu ibu angai mamman dana nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uo sibin don dua. Kei tutu nabi sureti. Ngo indo nabi sureti ni. Uo sibin don dua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wal tamuli sambula wa sani kalau ka kau kau ka ngata sara ka muzu ngana iselu wa umbati ruwa meswaka kawasea meswaka kawasea kemari ezuruma ngai baka takila meswaka ngai wasea ezuruma ngai baka takila mai na kakusika nikila
emeni
emeni mena hera talaga nangona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kendara rere vikwaya kasika talaga nindula ka kendara rabuni takarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every churchgoers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songo lotu ba Kristo. Yungto na kamusi titiko na lotu ba Kristo. Kena daulanga tumalewo na lotu ba Kristo sambule tiko nindai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
Kambale ibishule tituna kalo dolo mai biao mai tolo mai mai oko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba oko eta putu biao ko enra mudebwa ka oko ya lame lo tolo mai ni lo tolo mai ko bagandu na e onda ni zolata na izolvo bibi kalim me kada timu kalim na lube mu ndwe mosbiko ndwe mola kamiko ngai na numatiko kalitiko na kalo kalitiko se kalitiko e kalitiko ko ya en mataka ni sigani ko menda lo mai biko ya en mataka ni sigani da mai ngara biko ya bagaya lo ko bagai dira kauta mai na numundu izolo zola kelera kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo en sigani da kaniko ni ko mbere ni mbimbi mo ibali before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? You go to water the kokongo and book Jesus Christo. Kakopola, Sasega ni kwa undina sambula. Christo sambula miau. Oya usaba koti watake Christo ila kawila tai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila ni sili sili ni kalo ki kina ki kwa mosu tukungo o iko na kila biko na wai kola kola kwa tu mene bisi kalip. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. He spoke spoke to the wind. Sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikada Sigatambu, not Tamago Turanga Baktawa. Via Kavini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikonatinangu, Nanito Valley, Sengakina and a lounge, open space, but it's going to store. Kitana no don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. Via Sigatambu. And I am in a Nato Sulanakinago, Mavaro Tikito Navi Mada, Kiton and Dandavo Kitoketo Nayeto Nalangser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakao night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Babakao. Langono susurake chumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito le lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. Tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the world. At least you're going to borrow the kitchen. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. I want to
Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, what we best to go to Kina? Yes. You're going to tell me, my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit. Yes. We can't have a Kamati, you could say, make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old.
When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, Nakaiba Bulivikin, Avuli the Makin and Andu Nikatini. Avuli the Makin and Alolo.